AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Survivors are giving harrowing accounts of a massacre of 148 people. The massacre took place at a college in Kenya. It was conducted by Islamic extremists. The bodies have been brought to Nairobi for identification. But the relative of a missing student says there's been little communication with authorities as families search for their loved ones.
We are kind of going through a lot of trauma, and we are taking it with hard feelings. It's like no one is caring for the feelings of the family's members.
The president says he and the First Lady share in the world's horror over the attack by gunmen of the Al-Qaeda offshoot Al-Shabaab. Many of the dead at Garissa University College were students. All, he says, were brutally and brazenly massacred. Obama has telephoned Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta with condolences, and in a written statement he says he knows firsthand the resilience of the Kenyan people, who will grieve but not be deterred. Aides say Obama also will not be deterred from plans for a July visit to the land of his father's birth. Mark Smith at the White House.
Sarah Brady, the widow of President Reagan's press secretary, died today in Alexandria, Virginia, of pneumonia. She was 73. Brady became a leading advocate for gun control after her husband and the president were shot. In August 1996, Sarah Brady and her husband James said controlling guns makes the U.S. a better country.
With all of us working together, we can restore peace in our neighborhoods, we can eliminate random gun violence, and we can preserve the American dream for all of us. But please, don't do it for Sarah and Jim Brady.
Do it for all our children.
Kentucky is working hard to maintain its edge as the Wildcats head into the Final Four against Wisconsin tomorrow night.
It would be understandable if the Wildcats were backing off the intensity just a little at this point in the season, what with that 38-0 record. Coach John Calipari tried to make sure that didn't happen this week.
We had two vicious practices Tuesday and Wednesday, and I mean, I was on them like it was December.
While Calipari may have set the stage for those grueling scrimmage sessions, the players took it from there, displaying the competitiveness that's kept them undefeated.
They argue every call. They fight the whole, and I have to blow, stop it! I'm saying that five times a practice.
The fired up, deep Wildcats are hoping that edge can push them past Wisconsin tomorrow. Jim Militello, Indianapolis.
Back home, Kentuckians are waiting for floodwaters to recede in Lexington and Louisville, where more than a half foot of rain fell overnight, flooding freeways and neighborhoods. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.